From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, welcome to Sunday the 2nd of March, the start of autumn, and already we're halfway to winter. Welcome to Q News. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and here's news from the club for this week. First, to everyone who isn't a member of a club, this broadcast comes to you because clubs exist. Without those clubs, and the WIA is a club of sorts, much of what's good about our hobby simply wouldn't happen. So, support your club. One simple way to do that and to show your support is just be a member. If your membership has lapsed, sign up. Then get involved. Trust me, it's worth the effort. It will come back and reward you in spades. Second, everyone is welcome at DDRC events, and if you're a member of another club, why not drop round to one of our meetings or join a net? We encourage non-members too. Seriously, what can we do to help you enjoy the hobby more, and can you help us do a better job for our members? So, what's happening that's exciting and involving? Well, quite a bit in the repeater and net space. The work is now completed on the VK4RTQ UHF repeater. RTQ UHF is both running on minus 7 MHz offset and is linked with the other repeaters in the group, VK4RZA and VK4RZB, with a few more coming. The online browser-based repeater book listing now shows correct parameters for the repeaters, but it's taking a little while for the updates to be pushed through to the Apple and Android repeater book apps. Don't forget the VHF and UHF nets. 2-metre VK4WID club net on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock via VK4RDD 146.750. The 70-centimetre revival net Monday evenings at 19.30 on VK4RTQ UHF 438.025 MHz, now with the minus 7 megs offset and net controller DON VK4FAX. And the 2-metre New Horizons net on Tuesday evenings at 19.30 on VK4RTQ VHF and relays, that's 147.050 on the Downs. Details of the frequencies, offsets, CTCSS, times, all the other stuff is on our website. Other events coming up next weekend, 8th of March, for the Hip Pocket Challenge Weissen event at Southbrook, and the club is assisting the Brisbane Weissen group with that. 10th of March for our next club meeting at 1900 local in the Toowoomba Library meeting rooms. The topic is again Weissen, with Simon Chantrill along to help get us across what Weissen is and isn't. Oh, and we're going to draw a mud map of how the repeater interconnections work, so don't miss that meeting. Saturday the 15th of March sees the club out at the Danish Flower Market for the John Moyle Field Day. We'll be doing the six-hour option, hope to do lots of contacts in that time, and there'll be plenty for all comers to do. As always, all this info is on our website at ddrci.org.au. If you can't find what you're looking for, use the club's website contact page to get in touch. And membership is half price right now. What better time to renew or become a member for the first time? 73s from John, VK4JPM for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
This is Kath, VK4CCR, Secretary for the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group, with what we believe is some exciting news for our club. One of our members, Dave Robson, VK4FO, is now an amateur radio authorised assessor. All his details can be found on the ACMA website. Now we have an assessor associated with our club. This will be a great opportunity for those local to our area to get involved in amateur radio, learning about electronics and chatting on the radio. If anyone would like any further information, please see our contact page on our club website, gceginc.org.au. 73's Kath, VK4CCR.
And now, some news from Weissen, Queensland. Our focus this year will be numerous horse endurance rides and one walking running event. The first horse ride for the year coming up next weekend at Southbrook, followed by Kilkevan 2 weeks later, and the Easter ride in support of Faraway out of Imbil Showgrounds over 4 days of Easter. Many other events follow. You can find details on the website at brisbanewison.org. Did you know there are regular Queensland-wide Wison nets on HF on a Sunday morning? Frequencies and times can be found on the website, brisbanewison.org.au, and scroll down until you find present and upcoming events on the left-hand side. Then go to the current month. Due to the vagaries of propagation, the currently used frequency has different net controllers in 2 different areas of the state to assist communication, and relay stations are involved as necessary. A 30-metre frequency is currently under evaluation for consistency of communications, and a monthly Zoom room is being organised for those that need to communicate information that either couldn't be done on the net or has come to light after the net, plus a chat room under investigation for all other times. As changes are made, detail will be added to the website, which is in the slow process of being brought up to date. For more details, check the Brisbane Wison Group website, www.brisbanewison.org.au.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the things that we naturally keep an eye open for is the weather, and this past week has given many of us a bigger excuse than usual. The forecasters have been running prolific numbers of simulations in their software, and still, Cyclone Alfred has been very successful in its game of hide and seek. Even now, there is uncertainty as to the final track it will take and how it will affect us. Almost like a practice run last week, we were enjoying settling down for some relaxation in front of the One-Eyed Monster, as the TV was once known, when the household and the whole neighbourhood plunged into darkness. It was a scramble for the torch, and items to take away the lack of power were connected. It's important in our household, as there are medical issues to be taken care of, and this is the priority one. As I tried to connect a device to a power bank, a jump starter, there was a flash of light from the LED indicators and then nothing. A standby device from an overseas vendor had gone flat just sitting in its carry case. Now, I have devices that are powered by lithium chemistry batteries, and once charged, they seem to have a lifespan greater than that of an elephant's memory. I find it convenient to make special purchases online, as quite often I can strike a good bargain and the goods are delivered to the door. That drive to a local retailer and return saves not only fuel, but also time away from home. We all know that sourcing components from not well-known sources can be fraught with problems, not the least of which is counterfeiting. Slow delivery times and high freight costs can also be an issue. Then, as my experience with the power bank has shown, you can end up with something which is not up to standard when you come to use it. It was an expensive way to get a USB wall wart charger, and I certainly won't be carrying it in the car in case of a flat battery. Like most of us, I look to get things for a fair price, and a bargain is very welcome too. Similarly, I much prefer to shop with local suppliers because they have a lot invested in their business, and their profit helps us all through their spending, wages and taxes. It might be the thing that I need, but the benefits extend much wider when we deal with local businesses. One major supplier has a magnificent range of stock in their massive catalogue, but they have a couple of price structures, one for trade and one for retail, and by the time I dive in, surface and get my breath back again, it's quicker and easier to buy off the international auction sites. There's a lesson in there somewhere. I know my backup power is working, and I hope that we can all safely wave goodbye to Alfred. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.